I'm Mark Remillard. Super Bowl 58 is here. The Chiefs take on the 49ers at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Fans have descended on Las Vegas, some still looking for last-minute tickets. Prices holding steady, about $6,000 to get in. The Senate continuing its work this weekend as lawmakers try to get a multi-billion-dollar military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan passed. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer:
as I've said all week, we will keep working on this bill until the job is done.
Democrats say the money is about ensuring national security, while Republicans say it's better spent on the border. An investigation underway into what caused the crash of a helicopter in the Mojave Desert near the California-Nevada border on Saturday. The crash killed six people, including the CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks. A manhunt continues in eastern Tennessee for a suspect who shot, authorities say, shot two sheriff's deputies, killing one of them. This is ABC News. An Ohio woman leading police on a wild car chase.
It all started Wednesday when police say a person spotted their stolen car on the streets of Columbus, Ohio. Police called the driver of the stolen car, 32-year-old Heather Graham, dangerously speeding through neighborhoods when she drove into a gas station, an officer on foot from his body cam.
Stop the car!
Then that officer jumping onto the hood of the car, shooting into the windshield. Graham shot but kept driving, finally stopped on a freeway, taken into custody and recovering from the gunshots. The shot officer released from the hospital. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A federal agency offering a $50,000 reward for information about the deaths of three endangered gray wolves from the same pack in southern Oregon back in December. Gray wolves are protected by federal law under the Endangered Species Act, and it's illegal to hunt or kill them. Authorities, though, have not said how the three wolves died. Wildlife officials say there are still several other members of that same pack. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows upper teens. For tomorrow, early clouds, then some sunshine for the afternoon, and highs warm to the mid-30s. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds on Monday. High temperatures stay in the mid-30s. Maybe a little more sunshine Tuesday. Currently, we're at 15.
This is Power Country with Rich Miller.
It's 2 hours of straight-up music and encouragement starting right now. Welcome to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and this hour we've got a power track from Dan and Shay with a great message about recognizing what really matters most in our lives. This week's roadside sign has a thought on kindness. Got an All-American salute for a couple in Texas who helped their community. And later on in hour two in this week's Backstage Pass segment, Sam Hunt talks about reconnecting with his roots. How about we start it all right here with a Keith Urban classic, But for the Grace of God.
With Rich Miller.
Then
Charleston with wildflowers and wild horses. Coming up, I've got a roadside sign for you with a message about kindness. Plus, we'll get you a power track from Dan and Shay about recognizing what really matters most. We're traveling through a place full of good thoughts and great music known as Power Country.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're so happy to have you on board for this week's musical journey. Well, it's time now for our roadside sign of the week. This week's sign says, no act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. With more on that, here's Brett Eldridge with a song called Raymond.
Hills. Minimum wage, but it pays the bills. Cleaning floors and leading hymns on Sunday. Catherine Davis, room 303. The sweetest soul you ever could meet. I bring her morning coffee every day. She calls me Ray.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mama always takes my side when you fight me. And these days, my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written? Take you out of every melody. You know my secrets, my demons, and I know your weaknesses, all of your doubts and your dreams. So we can't break up now. No, we can't break up now.
Been waiting since you left.
with Joy of My Life. I'm Rich Miller and delighted you could be here with us in Power Country today. It's time now for our featured Power Track album track. And you know, every week we're in search of outstanding songs off the albums of today's top country stars. This week, our Power Track features one from Dan and Shay from their 2023 album, Bigger Houses. The guys say that for them, happiness is all about being surrounded by the people you love and feeling grateful for their families and for the people who come to their shows and allow them to wake up every day and make music for a living. Here's Dan and Shay with the title track of their album, Bigger Houses.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay with the title track of their album, Bigger Houses. Now don't go anywhere because we've got more great music just ahead from Dierks Bentley, Cody Johnson, Ray Lynn, and our weekly All-American Salute. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in Power Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 16.
Every week, we bring you straight-up music and encouragement featuring country's biggest stars, right here in Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and how about we get back to the feel-good music right now with Dierks Bentley.
This morning, I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in. Whiskey, I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes
Sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. And some days you just get by. And some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. And some days you're living. Kitchen like she always does in my t-shirt, and it killed me, and I kissed her like it was the first time. She laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. You just forget what all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living like you never die. The blue's a little bluer up in the sky. Your high's a little high. You feel that fire you've been missing. Some days you're start singing, and you don't need a reason. Sometimes the world's just right, your clear eyes ain't even blinking. Got a heart full of grateful for all you've been given. Some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Some days you're living.
Dierks Bentley doing some living. Well, it's time now for our weekly All-American Salute. I believe if you do good for others, it will always come back to you when you least expect it. Here's a great example. A couple in Austin, Texas, named Edgar and Sarah, are the owners of a restaurant called Nixta Takira. During the pandemic, they did curbside delivery and also got involved with a community free fridge program, filling up the fridge many times a day with both food and water when it got very hot outside. Last year, they experienced expensive electrical power issues and were forced to shut it down. They needed to raise $80,000 or more to resolve the complex electrical problems. So they set up a GoFundMe page and hope for the best. Well, so many people in the community wanted to say thank you for all that they did to help everyone during COVID and through the heat waves that in just a few days, they surpassed their goal by nearly $40,000. One person who made a donation summed up how much they meant to everyone. They wrote, "You got this. The speed at which you're reaching your goal shows just how much you mean to this community. If we can do anything else to help get you through this, just ask." Well, this week, we want to salute Edgar and Sarah, owners of Nixta Takira, for going above and beyond, no matter what, to help out the people in their community.
This is Power Country with Rich Miller.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. Came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with.
our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. Pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks. South California.
To you by Columbia Nashville. Brothers Osborne are coming up next, plus we'll get you a one-of-a-kind country star performance in our Unplugged segment. Only right here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller. We are delighted to have you on board for this week's tour through Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we've got this week's Power Country Unplugged feature coming up right after Brothers Osborne sing us a song with a great message, Nobody's Nobody.
Sun goes up, sun goes down, clouds and kinds, and make this world go round.
there's Osborne right there with their encouraging song, Nobody's Nobody. It's time now for Power Country Unplugged, where we feature acoustic versions of hit songs from your favorite country stars. You know, there's something really special about hearing an acoustic version of a song. And this week, we've got a treat for you. An unplugged version of Something in the Water from the one and only Carrie Underwood.
You said I've been where you've been before. Down every hallway's a slamming door. No way out, no one to come and save me. Wasting the life that the good Lord gave me. Then somebody said what I'm saying to you. Opened my eyes and told me the truth. They said just a little faith, it'll all get better. So I followed that preacher man down to the river. And now I just
just two, 'cause the girl
apart.
We didn't have time, didn't have dry clothes. She was smiling and saying, hold me, I'm cold. We made a blanket out of that song dress. And the radio won't even let me tell you the rest.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 16.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. It's Super Bowl Sunday. Tens of thousands of NFL fans descending on Las Vegas for the game today. Federal, state, and local authorities keeping a close eye to keep the game safe.
The FAA imposing temporary restrictions on Las Vegas airspace and declaring a no-drone zone for a 30-mile radius, enforced by specialized personnel able to track and disrupt unmanned aircrafts.
ABC's Melissa Adan. The Senate working through the weekend on a military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan faces an uncertain future in the House. Weeks after Israel accused members of a UN relief agency in Gaza of assisting Hamas's October 7th attack, the country now says it's found tunnels under that relief agency's headquarters in Gaza City. Police in California say a 59-year-old man is in custody after firing several shots into the air on UC Berkeley's campus Friday night. Authorities say no one was hurt and a shelter-in-place order was lifted soon after. This is ABC News. An Oklahoma judge stepping down days before she was set to go on trial over accusations of sending hundreds of text messages to her bailiff commenting on the trials she was overseeing.
District Judge Tracy Soderstrom, who was suspended with pay, now stepping down after only a year on the bench. In October, the Chief Justice recommended Soderstrom be removed following an investigation that found she exchanged more than 500 texts and emojis with a bailiff, including, "This is dumb," during the state's direct examination of a witness. The state Supreme Court says the texts show a lack of temperament to serve as a judge and reflect a judge who wholly abandoned her neutral role.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee reporting. A mother in Missouri facing charges after authorities say she put her infant child down for a nap in an oven. Mariah Thomas of Kansas City has been charged with endangering the welfare of the child. A witness said the mother mistakenly put the child in the oven, but the statement said it didn't offer an explanation as to how. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today with our highs getting up into the mid-30s. West winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a few flurries around, otherwise lows, upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Still plenty of clouds Monday, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 16.
This is Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we've got another big hour of straight-up music and encouragement coming your way. That includes songs from Mitchell Tenpenny, Riley Green, Luke Combs, Jordan Davis, Dylan Scott, and lots more. Our Recharge segment features a Rodney Atkins classic. I'll share my weekly power thought. Plus, we'll take a time jump back into music history and get you a Power Country backstage pass with Sam Hunt. This hour begins with Thomas Rhett featuring Morgan Wallen.
Always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cussing and complaining weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night Santa had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow.
front porch and a swing.